tourism, the leisure and hospitality industry, attracts nearly 9 million visitors and generates $2 billion in state tax revenues annually. But State Director of Finance Wes Machida says tourism is no longer the dominant sector it used to be.
About 10 years ago, tourism represented about 33% of the Hawaii economy. Now it represents about 17%, so there's a lot more. There's private businesses, there's hospitals, there's the military. So really, it's very diversified. When people talk about tourism as being the sole economic driver, it's not.
Machida says 80% of the state's revenue is derived from the general excise tax and income tax paid by Hawaii residents. Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism DBED Director Louis Salaveria says there are a number of promising ventures and job opportunities in the future.
Aerospace and aeronautics are also two very, very promising areas. Regardless of the sensitivities around issues such as the 30-meter telescope, Hawaii still remains one of the best places to observe the heavens. Actually, Hawaii might be a great place to have world-class training for aeronautics operations and maintenance too as well.
Salaveria says the state has been focusing on improving the infrastructure for businesses, attracting local and outside capital, and preparing the kind of workforce needed for a diversified economy. Hawaii Strategic Development Corporation President Carl Fuchs says the state has attracted local and outside capital to create nearly 650 high-tech jobs over the last 6 years and is currently attracting attention in aquaculture.
Hawaii was instrumental in really jump-starting that shrimp industry. Oceanic Institute early on developed these specific pathogen-free shrimp breeds, which then we now export from Hawaii globally to all the shrimp growers around the world, supporting a more than $20 billion industry from research and development done here in Hawaii and the commercialization activity that was done.
Fuchs says the Natural Energy Laboratory of Hawaii Authority, NELHA, will host an aquaculture conference November 16th and host the national conference in 2020.
The consumption of seafood is doubled on a per capita basis, but the wild-caught resources are virtually flat. They're not going to grow any longer. And so now it's going to have to come from farmed resources.
DBED Director Salaveria says the state's current investments will hopefully pay off.
As a parent myself, I think that's every parent's dream, is to have our children and our children's children to have opportunities within our state to find jobs beyond just tourism. Tourism will always play a significant role in our economy, but we want to provide other opportunities too as well.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.